It's 6:47, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Time now for sports with Dave Jarvis.
Ah, thank you. A controversy is brewing in Eugene. Duck fans are being told to leave their duck lips at home. Our very own Lori Robb reports.
Duck lips are famous.
But some are trying to silence those lips.
Duck lips are a great tradition for University of Oregon.
10 years ago, the conference banned artificial noisemakers at stadiums and now is enforcing the rule. So if people bring in their duck lips to Autzen, they will get confiscated. U of O spokesman Dave Williford says that could be heartbreaking. So just to avoid the temptation, leave the duck lips at home.
We're so proud. We embrace duck lips. However, the conference, obviously, they're trying to make this a uniform rule, and it's probably best because I know instances where I think Oregon fans have taken duck lips to other conference stadiums when Oregon was playing on the road and maybe had those confiscated.
But if you're at home or with friends watching the game, break out the duck lips and crank up KBND. Pre-game is at 11:30 at 12:30. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
And coming up on Monday here on KBND, we'll have a special report on the move to ban duck lips, including a possible local movement underway, especially as we get closer to the Civil War game. Week three of the high school football season. Here's a rundown of tonight's games. Number three, Mountain View is at number one, Sherwood. Summit heads to Klamath Union. Redmond hosts Hood River Valley. Lapine travels to Crook County. Sisters welcomes Madras. And Grant Union is at Culver. The KBND Game of the Week features perennial Valley powerhouse Sprague at Bend. Pregame at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight. John McCauley and I will be there bringing you that one. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110 KBND.
Thank you, Dave. 6:49 at News Talk 1110 KBND.